We got a fun debate going on today. Our own debate, although I was intrigued by the Good Morning NoCo debate. Angel, that had to set you on fire today. Tanner saying that track and field was not a sport. A sport? Does Tanner wake up and just say, today is a day I'm going to have a weird take and just pedal to the metal? Just go at it.
I don't think he wakes up thinking that. I think he wakes up normally. well, it's usually until someone provides, like, oh, this is my opinion on this.
And then he just
will take the exact opposite opinion just to spite you, just to make you mad.
Well, you and I both ran track in high school.
Yes.
You coached track for a moment.
Yes.
That's got to make you pretty upset. To say it's not a sport.
I'm not going to justify or validate an argument with him.
That is not.
Because that's exactly what he wants me to do. He wants me to sit and try to argue about
it. I do take the bait, but I enjoy taking the bait.
But track is a sport.
It is absolutely a sport.
And it's conditioning. You're just doing other people's conditioning.
You're just sprinting conditioning is at 22 like, miles an hour.
Conditioning is like, okay, I'm going to jog. I might run a little faster.
Right.
But
Russell Wilson is not running 200-meter intervals for training.
As fast as possible.
No, he's not. He's jogging. He's running. He's probably doing sprints, but he's not running 200-meter intervals.
It's not running.
No.
It's jumping. It's jumping with equipment, like a 20-foot pole. It's jumping over poles. It's jumping into sand pits, and you can jump further than somebody else. It's throwing heavy metal objects.
A discus
that's pretty
that
cool.
could kill someone.
Hey, here's a cannonball. Throw it as far as you can. Here's a pointy stick. Throw it down there.
Do you ever know anybody got hit by one of those things?
A javelin?
No, the
shot put.
The shot put or the discus?
No, I saw someone roll their ankle on a shot put.
I had a girl in high school. We were practicing. No, it was actually at a track meet. She walked onto the discus. You know, you have that little course there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a cone
the
shaped,
range,
right?
Yeah.
Right? And she's walking out while the guy is in mid-spin. Nailed her in the head, knocked her out. Messed her up for like a long. She's good now, I believe.
Good.
Haven't talked to her in a long time. But she came back to high school and she was fine. That was crazy, though. It's a dangerous thing. Like, NASCAR is a sport. Golfing is a sport. Bowling is a sport. Yeah, they're all sports. I guess their question wasn't, was it a sport? It was,
are they athletes?
I used to always say NASCAR drivers were not athletes. But it's a skill.
It is a skill.
Is it an athletic skill? There's a difference between that.
Right.
Playing chess is a skill. That's not an athletic skill.
Mm-hmm.
Is bowling an athletic skill?
Yes.
It seems like it.
You're using physical motion to achieve something that has points and or records or stats.
Like, is ping pong a sport?
Yes.
Or an athletic sport? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be very active to play ping pong.
Golf is an athletic sport. You do have to be. I mean, he brings up Daly and says that if he can do it, it's not that athletic of a sport.
But he wasn't golfing. When he was 20, he wasn't the weight he is now.
I mean, doesn't Daly look like Babe Ruth back in the day?
Babe Ruth
was the greatest baseball player ever.
He was eating Philly cheesesteaks and then hitting home runs.
Yeah, he didn't look quite like an athlete that we know. He wasn't Aaron Judge out there. So there's some kind of athletic skill that goes into all of those sports.
There's a difference between being an athlete and being athletic.
That's
if you can move,
true.
If you can move in an effective way that's going to benefit you in the sport, you could be considered athletic. If you are proficient and you train and you practice for specific skills, that makes you an athlete.
Is Carmelo Anthony an athlete?
Agent? He absolutely is. Probably one of the greatest athletes in Denver Nuggets history.
Where does he rank in the GOAT conversation? I think we all agree, except for somebody just commented on my Facebook
page.
This
is the Nuggets GOAT, not overall.
Yeah, no, GOAT. Tom, you're so wrong. Alex English is number one. No.
He's number one in a lot of franchise records, but
clearly Nikola Jokic is number one. Two MVPs, trip to the finals.
Finals or Western Conference MVP.
Yeah. Two MVPs, Western Conference MVP, trip to the finals. Four things that have never been done by the Nuggets. By a Nugget. Four things right there. Not to mention all the records we know he has and the triple-doubles and all of that stuff. when you're looking at the main things, we always say, well, how many titles did they win? How were they in the playoffs? Were they ever an MVP? Those are usually the first jumping off points that we get to. Well, Joker's the only MVP in Nuggets franchise history. He did it twice. He's the only Western Conference MVP in Nuggets franchise history. And he's the leader of the team, the only NBA Finals contestant in Nuggets history. There's zero debate there. Zero debate. Nikola Jokic is the Denver Nuggets GOAT. And as I have said in the past, I believe that Nikola Jokic will be the Colorado GOAT someday, if not already. One title and two MVPs versus John Elway's two titles and his one MVP. Pretty close. Pretty close. The question today, though, is where does Carmelo Anthony rank on the Nuggets GOAT list? That's the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Top 15? Top 10? George Karl just says he's top 10. He just said top 10. I don't know where he actually has him ranked, but he said top 10. Top 5? Or I'm going to be generous here, top 3. I actually believe Carmelo Anthony is number 2. And I've got an outline here. We're going to get to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The big debate here is Alex English, David Thompson, Dan Issel, Fat Lever. I'm sorry, but Dikembe Mutombo is disqualified from this conversation. Four or 5 years with the franchise. Yeah, you upset. You won a first round. You were an 8 seed that beat a first seed. That was amazing. One of the best moments in Nuggets franchise history. But that is not going to qualify him for this conversation. I'm sorry. I love Dikembe. I do. Tanner texting in. All high school coaches want kids to run track to stay in shape because it's just their workout.
Some of them do.
There's just so many things wrong with that. Like,
yes, you can. Running is a part. Can you be a can part run. Of conditioning, but that is not the only conditioning you do in sports.
And you're running against someone, right. And you're meant to like run a 400 meter dash, Tanner Schwint, and tell me that that's easy.
I mean, I went to state in it, so I know a little bit about it.
I did too.
Run a 400 meter dash. It's a mental thing. It's a physical thing.
All right, now add 3 of your teammates, and you have to hand a baton off to them cleanly and without dropping
it's a sport.
It.
So silly.
It involves timing. It involves speed. It involves communication.
Tanner says, two wrong takes off the bat. Joker will never be the Colorado GOAT. Well, 2 weeks ago, Joker
you can't,
wasn't.
You can't
two,
say that.
2 weeks ago, Joker wasn't a dog to Tanner. 2 weeks ago, the
Tanner
Nuggets
said like 3 hours ago, like, Nikola Jokic has completely won me over in terms of just greatness, and he's awesome, and I love him.
But he'll never be a GOAT.
You can't say that. Until his career is done,
dude,
you can't say it.
I'm going to tell you this right now. The John Elway Denver Broncos were what you call, in their Super Bowl runs, a mini dynasty. They were not a dynasty. They were a mini dynasty.
That was nearly 30 years ago.
True, but it doesn't erase the history of it.
No, but
he's still very much there. If not, you know, I'm a Joker guy. And I love John Elway. I'm an Elway guy, too. Ask Dixon. I've defended Elway for years on this show.
Elway is in the driver's seat, but
The Nuggets, after they beat Miami or Boston, I don't think Boston's going to make history, but they won last night, and we'll get to that in a moment. This team has potential to be a dynasty. The Broncos were not a dynasty. They never have been.
Call themselves that?
I don't think so. They were, two Super Bowls. If they would have won another one in John Elway's stretch with the same, again, we always talk about, like, what is a dynasty? You got to have at least one or two of the same players and a coach, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Kobe Lakers are not, you can't pair them with the Showtime Lakers. Those are two right. separate dynasties. Kobe and Phil Jackson complete the dynasty. That was a dynasty, even though he did one with Shaq. He did three with Shaq, two with Pau Gasol. Most consider those five championships as one dynasty, I would believe, right? Because mm-hmm. that was Phil Jackson and Kobe. The Broncos won two Super Bowls with John Elway as the quarterback, Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharp, all those guys. One more would have been a dynasty, but not the case. I truly believe the Nuggets are on their way to becoming a dynasty, which means I think they're going to win multiple championships inside of this max contract with Joker. Multiple meaning at least
two.
At least two.
Three would be great, but I mean, two is pushing a dynasty. I know we've talked about it.
Three's like got to be it.
Three is like the base of it.
You got it. So
if you can get to two, you are on your way to a dynasty.
You're a mini dynasty, I think.
But it doesn't become official until you get that third one.
So even if, let's say, like the Miami Heat with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, was that a dynasty?
No.
It was a mini dynasty.
Yep.
Even though they went to four titles, they went to four finals in a row,
yep.
They only won two of those.
Would the Spurs be a dynasty?
Yes. That would be a dynasty. And I even add in the David Robinson championship.
In like the 90s.
Because that was Duncan and Popovich still.
Right.
So that's still part of the dynasty. I add that in. If you want to take it out, you can, but they still have four titles with
in
Duncan, Parker. And yeah,
yeah
so they, you can remove that if you would like. I'm okay with it. That's fine. But I still add it in because that's the same as Kobe and Phil. We got Tim and Popovich. So the Spurs are a fairly big dynasty. Golden State is a dynasty. The LeBron Lakers, not there, not close. Yeah, it's a fun debate, I'll tell you what, on the Joker thing. And I don't know, we always end up going to Joker. But yes, Carmelo Anthony is number two on my list. Alex English is number three. I'm taking stats into account, but I'm also taking the severity of how bad your franchise was before you got there. Now, to give Alex English the ultimate credit, he was a part, and David Thompson, or excuse me, David Thompson credit, and Dan Issel, they were a part of the ABA transition to the NBA. That's a lot to be said there. Alex English came in 1980, I believe, was that his first year with the team? 1980, something like that. No, it was, yeah, 79-80. That was his first time in. And I want to talk about all this and lay it out. Because I'm taking account points, average points, while you were a Nugget. I don't care what you did outside or before that. I'm taking account rebounds. I'm going assists. And I'm going previous records before you got there. Like the year or two before you got there. What was the state of the franchise? And what was the state after? Were they a constant playoff team? And then you came in and bam, they're winning championships? Obviously, we know the answer to that question. Were you a bad team, and then you came in and made them a perennial playoff team? Or were they just kind of still just an up-and-down playoff team? So a lot of the suggestions I'm getting this morning on this debate are Melo's not even quite top five. It's Alex English, it's David Thompson, it's Dan Issel, it's Fat Lever over Carmelo Anthony. Those are the main. You hear Dikembe's too, but I just immediately disqualify that. I'm sorry, I disqualify it.
I know Jerry mentioned it yesterday in our conversation. You know, you could almost split this franchise up into four sections. You know, the pre-NBA when they were the Rockets still. You had English's section, you had Melo's, and now we're in the Jokic section of this. Those are your three guys. It's English, Melo, and Jokic.
Those are the three. And I 100%, those are my top three. And can Jamal ever enter into that territory? Got to be consistent. Can't have Murray Flurries on steroids. Stickman, I think people would pay to see Tanner run a 400-meter dash, especially if he's going against someone.
Just watch it for free.
I'd watch that for free.
Let's get Tanner and one of his cows to run a 400-meter race.
I can see Tanner leading a cow along the track. Come on, little guy. Is rodeo a sport?
No. Are you an athlete?
Yes.
Is it a sport?
It's just not quite a sport the way I see it as a sport, I guess.
It's not like a game, like a football game. It's, oh, we're going to go watch a rodeo game.
Well, in bull riding, they got to ride it for 8 seconds, but we're judging how you rode it, right? I mean, you have to.
Yeah, if your hands are in the right place, you should let go too early.
There are points
and winners and losers involved, but the rodeo itself is the event. You're going to the rodeo that features bull riding and calf roping and all that.
Then I've had this debate, is horse racing, is that a sport? Is it?
I would say it is. Like the Kentucky Derby, yeah.
Well, and somebody had argued with me on this years ago, and they're like, horses are great athletes. I'm like, well, yeah. A cheetah can run faster than me, but it doesn't mean that it's a better athlete. It's an athletic animal. But are we putting cheetahs in the same category as human beings? It's a horse.
Well,
it should be faster.
When there's a human being that goes by cheetah,
that's anyway. True. He could probably beat a cheetah, maybe, huh?
In like long distance, yeah.
So is Tanner also saying swimming's not a sport?
I don't know. His definition changes with each one.
Swimming is the same thing as track and field, only you're swimming instead of running and walk or running and jogging.
I'm sure there are many athletes that use swimming as conditioning.
Yes.
Maybe you lifting weights as conditioning. Be throwing a ball against the wall 50 times.
Bodybuilding is a sport, and those guys are crazy athletes.
I'd go tell a bodybuilder you're not an athlete.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You get crushed like a pan.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I love rodeo. It's no knock on that. It's just, it's a different, I guess it's like gymnastics, too.
That's a sport.
They're athletic, but they're being judged the same way a bull rider is, kind of. They're kind of all doing the same kind of tricks. It's how they stick it. It's how they land and all of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a bull rider, it's like you're all riding the bull.
But that's dependent on the gymnast.
But the rodeo,
I don't know what this animal's going to do.
But it's on the bull rider has to.
But it's not like, they're not connected in that sense. They're not like, we're working together to get to these 8 seconds, you and me and Mr. Bull here.
We have had an interesting start to this show because the texters take us places too. It's the poll questions about mellow, yet we've talked about rodeo, gymnastics, track and field, Joker being the goat. A lot of things packed into 22 minutes. This is why I always blow the clock in the first segment of the show. It always happens, no matter what. Let's hit the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by our great friends at FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for many reasons last night. A, we get to see some more basketball while we wait for the Nuggets to play basketball. Boston wins Game 4. They did what the Lakers failed to do. They win 116-99. Miami was up by 6 at the half. But Boston found a way. They get a great output from Jason Tatum, 33 points for him. And they survive another day. Could they force this thing to go maybe 5 or 6 or 6 games? Maybe a 7. You get it to 7, and you're in Boston. Boy, it's a big road. It's a long road ahead. But are you going there, Angel, at all? Do you think Boston can do this? Make history. We've seen a lot of history in these playoffs. What's some more?
Yeah, I don't see them making history and coming all the way back and winning this series. I think they can get it to 6, whereas they win this next game at home. It goes back to Miami, and they can't quite finish it there.
Well, you know what? The longer it goes, the better that is for the Nuggets at the end of the day. I believe so. Here's a bad one. The Stars had to go ahead and apologize for their fans. They apologized to the Golden Knights and the NHL after their fans tossed debris at opposing players during Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals Tuesday night.
Kind of debris? It's trash?
I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I just saw the headline of it.
I mean, I've seen squid, I've seen catfish, I've seen flowers and teddy bears thrown on the ice before.
Ice, the fans littered ice. Must throw in chunks of ice. Well, that's part of the ice.
Gosh, don't want to get hit.
Plastic
by ice.
Bottles and garbage in protest and frustration. Their team down 4-0. They're in protest doing this. Wow. Near the end of the second period, Dallas forward hit Vegas defenseman from behind, sending him to the ice. He then skated to Haug, another hockey player, to throw a couple of gloved punches at him. He was cross-checked, roughing for minor, and then after that, all the debris started coming down. Debris hitting the ice. The referees had the players leave for their dressing room with 21 seconds remaining in the second period for their safety. Yeesh.
So do we make the glass taller?
You might have to.
Put them in a box?
You might have to. Put it the little dome that curves over them.
Like those arcade games with the bubble hockey. We just need to do that.
Yeah.
Just put a dome over.
Yes. That would keep them safe. That's crazy to me. I just cannot.
You've got to throw something pretty hard to get it over the wall and into the ice.
Yeah, you do.
From wherever you're sitting. And if someone, you know, security, I guess they don't see it.
Eastside Chris, fellas, Tanner should start his own Sunday morning fishing show. He knows how to troll the people.
Is fishing a sport?
I mean, yeah, it's a sport.
It's an activity.
But that's also an activity that can
be a
leisure
activity. It can
be
recreational.
Activity.
It can also be competitive.
It is a very interesting sport. But it is a sport. I mean, it's classified as a sport.
Mm-hmm. If they sell
hunting,
it at a sporting goods store,
yeah.
It's probably a sport.
I think there should be different categories, like fishing, rodeo, hunting. All those things are different sports. They're not athletic competitions. Rodeo is an athletic competition, though. I don't know. Maybe that's its own thing. That's an interesting debate. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Let's get into this debate. Carmelo Anthony, where does he rank in the GOAT conversation when it comes to the Denver Nuggets? Is he better than – he's not better than Joker. We all agree on that. We don't need to go there today, except for my boy Tom, who's saying that it's Alex English still. Come on, dude. What's the guy got to do? So let's have that fun. Is it Alex English number two? Is it Thompson? Is it Dan Issel, Fat Lever? Are all those guys above Carmelo Anthony? 11:27 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Rodeo Radio is back during the Greeley Stampede. Only a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Oh, it gets weird around here, man. It gets absolutely crazy. I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. Tanner and Brian, and Angel, you're there every day. You do a fantastic job trying to keep those guys in line. But Brian and Tanner, highly entertaining program. Best morning show we've ever had here on KFKA. Good morning, Noko.
Ever in the history of radio.
Ever in the history of radio, probably. Are they the GOAT? Where do they rank in the KFKA GOAT conversation?
That's a fair question.
Obviously, I'm going to put myself as the GOAT, but that's just, you know, I can't say I'm second. You don't want to say on the air that you're second.
My nerd show is pretty popular.
It's pretty good. That's another good program. But yeah, Tanner, Brian do a great job. I always say I'm going to ask Brian the obvious question sometimes because he's the one who brings the logic there. So whenever Tanner and I are arguing, I'm like, Brian, really? And Brian will step in and adds reason. But then there's other times where Tanner provides that voice of reason. So it's a good give and take on the morning show. Absolutely love it. It's great stuff. And of course, Angel keeping all of these programs rocking and rolling as good as you possibly can.
I try.
I got to admit, dude, I was a little worried this week because this is a historic week and we're going to decorate the show. A lot of Nuggets stuff, a lot of Nuggets conversations are going to be had this week. I got that terrifying little letter in the mail about a month ago, and it was a jury duty notice. And I've seen it before. I think I've seen them like three times before when I was living in Weld County, and now I live in Larimer County. And I never actually got called in, never had to go to the courthouse or whatever, the government building or the civic building. I don't know, whatever it is, something lawsy.
Something politics.
And so I was like, okay, I probably won't get on there again. There's a lot of people. There's even more people in Larimer County. It's less of a chance. Well, in Fort Collins, I guess. I don't know what the per capita from Weld County and Larimer County is. But I went online Friday to check it out, and boom, there's my number was within the range of numbers needing to check in. So I go. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before. I walk in to check in. I mean, obviously, you have to be searched and all that stuff. They're going to make sure you don't have weapons and all that. And you're standing around with a couple of people. You see that they have the summons in their hand. So you're like, ah, ha, ha. What are you in for? Looks like you're in for the same thing as me. Where do we go? Nobody knows. There's like nobody standing there saying you're up for jury duty.
Here's where you go. And then,
jury officer.
And then I looked over, there's a giant sign, jury check-in. And I'm like, aha! That's misleading. I wonder if that's actually where we go. And yeah, it was.
Sign has words on it.
We went there, checked in, and I'm just going to tell this story. There's a girl in front of me. I found out because she gets up there later. She's like 20. And so she goes to turn in her summons, and you have to fill it all out with your information, your address, all that stuff. And the person checking her in is like, you're from Weld County? And she goes, well, where do you live? I live in Fort Collins. How long have you lived there? Did you just move? No, I've lived in Fort Collins my whole life. Well, you're from Larimer County then. And I'm like, this is off to a weird start. This girl doesn't even know which county she lives in.
This is who we're picking for jury duty.
Right. That's what's crazy about it. And then there's another dude in front of me. He's got shorts, you know, halfway to the quads there, shorts, sandals, little shirt. He's got his glasses. Not the glasses are a big deal, but he just looks like he just rolled out of bed. And I'm just, I'm like, can you have some respect for where you're going? I get you don't want to be here. I don't want to be here, but have some respect for what you're doing. So we get through that, and we have to sit down and watch this video. They sit you all down. There's like 100 of us because there was two cases they were calling people for. So there was a lot of us in the room. Watch a video, all that stuff about what could potentially happen if you're selected and all that. So blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy comes out to announce, the bailiff or whatever, comes out to announce the first 45 names that would be going upstairs to the first case, to the courtroom. And we're getting to like 28, 29. I'm like, here we go. It's time. I'm going to get out of here. And at like 33, they announce my name. I'm like, so we all load up, the 45 of us, take turns getting on the elevator to go upstairs. And you have to go in the elevator. You can't go upstairs. They want to keep you like in line, know where you're going. So you get up there, and then we're all standing around again in a hall. And they bring us into the case. They tell us about the case. And I'm like, first, this is like a civil case. And so I'm like, oh, okay, no murders or anything. So now I'm not interested.
Guilty.
I'm thinking of something else already. And so they have the lawyers come out and make their opening thing, their opening statement, and that took forever. And then they randomly select, the idea was to get the jury down to 7. They had to get down to 7. So they randomly select 17 from the 45. I was not one of those 17. Mm. So I'm thinking, okay, won't be long now. They make us sit through the whole process where the lawyers take turns, 40 minutes each, to talk to the jury that's up there. They call it the well. Fascinating stuff. And they're up there, basically they're interviewing the jury, the jurors, but also setting up their case in ways that aren't telling you the full story just yet. But they're like, do you believe paying your bills on time and all that stuff? You know, those kind of questions. Mm-hmm. And so we have to sit through all of that. And then after that was done, the judge is like, okay, we're going to take a recess. So I'm standing out there, and this old lady that I made friends with, she was awesome. And we're both like, looks like we're going to get out of here. I wonder why we have to still wait. So we get in there, and right after the recess, they do another spiel where they go around the jurors and ask them for reasons why they don't think they could be here. It was going to be 4 or 5 days. Hmm. So they go around and ask those 17 if there are reasons. You know, one guy was picking up his like granddaughter. He was an older guy. He was going to go see his granddaughter play in the state soccer championship. She was also graduating this week, later this week or whatever. And then he had to go pick up people at the airport. They debated whether they were going to let him go. Said, we're going to get back to that. Then another guy was having heart surgery on Thursday. They let him go. Another guy had just had hip surgery. And he's like, my doctor advised I don't sit for like too many hours straight. So they let him go. And then there was another kid. And again, the long hair has nothing to do with it, but I'm just setting the stage. He had long hair. You have long hair, and you're a great professional person. But he has long hair. He looked like he just rolled out of bed, and he was one of the 17. Along with the girl that didn't know which county she lived in, she was one of the 17. What? Correct. They ask him, he raises his hand, and they're like, why are you raised? Do you have any issues or health concerns about this? Yeah, I don't look, and I'm not going to give away the case here, but it was a corporation versus another dude. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. And the kid's like, I don't like corporations, so I think I would be not good on this. And the judge is like, are you kidding me? You don't like corporations. Why? Well, they're corrupt and greedy. He's like, well, do you think all people are corrupt and greedy? No. Well, you know people work in corporations. Yes. Well, there you go. So that was weird. A dude caught a Miller moth. That was hilarious.
In his mouth or?
In his hand.
Oh.
One of the jurors.
Just kind of stuck his tongue out.
One of the lawyers gets up and says, hey, if I start flailing, it's because of Miller's attack. There's like 8 Millers in there. Very distracting, especially if you know I get distracted easily. Yes. And I'm just like, what? Like a kitten. And so the lawyer said, if I start doing that, that's because I'm freaking out because of the Miller. I will destroy it. Halfway through her spiel, one of the jurors raises his hand. He looks just like Roy from Ted Lasso. Raises his hand, and they go. She goes, yeah. And he goes, I caught that Miller. And I'm like, this is getting freaking interesting. Now we're getting somewhere. And so he gets up. The bailiff comes over and has to – watching him try to hand this Miller, this buzzing Miller, into his hand. And they do this. There's great teamwork, and he closes his hand, and he takes it away. And the bailiff's like, I will escort him out of the courtroom. So we all chuckled at that. And then halfway through that process, the judge announced, hold on, I got to interrupt. Someone had left a wedding ring in the bathroom, and it's a male wedding ring. It's a band. Does that belong to anybody in here? And nobody raised their hand. It was just weird. And then they said, well, it's engraved. It says, I love you on the inside of it, but you just left it there. Nobody raised their hand. I'm like, did somebody see someone attractive at this thing and think, here we go. It's just like a nightclub now.
That or just went through a rough divorce.
I don't know. It was weird, man. So they go through that. They figure out who they want to be their 7. They get their 7. And then they let us go. So I had to sit through. I get why you want a number of people there. I understand that. Because people have reasons for not wanting to be there. If the lawyers determine that all 17 of them are brain dead, we don't want any of these guys on the jury, okay, you got to go, you start over and do a new 17. So I get that. But I didn't get out of there until like 1, but I didn't get on. So I was a little worried that I was going to miss a historic week of Denver Nuggets talk.
What an interesting species we are. You just put a bunch of random people in a room together and watch what happens.
It's very fascinating. Oh, one girl walks in. And I'm telling you, man, just like maybe she just got done working out. She's got short shorts, and I'm talking short. Those tight ones that show pretty much everything on the backside, and then not much up top there. She walks in. That's what she's wearing to jury duty.
Isn't there like a dress code that they
There was, but apparently there's no dress code. So she shows up, and she looked like she just got done suntanning at the beach. And here she is to check in. I'm just floored by this, man. Dixon Brady, I believe you would be surprised how many of the younger generations don't know things like what county they live in, what their zip code is, and sometimes even just their address. They can tell you how to get to their house, but not the actual address. I mean, I can kind of go along with you on the address thing, maybe, but that's still tough for me.
I mean, younger folks, they're not memorizing phone numbers or addresses anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, send me your location. I'll put it on my app and I'll
get
take
that.
Me
but how do you not know your county?
That's not super shocking.
Shocking to me.
Because, like, I mean, I grew up, like, whenever we'd go out with the family and stuff, I would look at the street signs and say, oh, we're on this street. We're on this street. This is where that. And I would just, that's how I learned my city, was just picking up on street signs. My younger sister, if I asked her, hey, how do you get to this place? Like, oh, I don't know. And she's like 18 months younger than me. So it's just people learn differently.
I get that.
But yes, the younger people are getting
dumber. Just thought that was odd. I guess if I lived in a big city, because big cities can sometimes be different counties throughout the city, right?
But like you describe that person, I'm like, you could have just Googled, what is jury duty?
Oh, trust me.
Mom,
I'm
I got a letter in the mail. Who is jury duty?
Who is jury duty? I got a letter from jury duty?
Is that your cousin?
I got a break here. We're way off here, but everybody wants to know about Jersey. I got more on that coming back. 11:43 the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. People want to know about the jury duty. Because I freak out about stuff like this. I'm like, they say be there at 8. Guess who's there at 7:30? That's me, waiting to go in. Because I don't want to be late. Don't want to be arrested on the spot for being late. So I'm like panicking, wanting, what do I wear? All this stuff. Yeah, so I'm one of those guys. Eastside Chris. Brady, I once got to the video segment. Yes, people watching as a bonus. Judge came in and said, defendant didn't show up. Thank you. You're dismissed. Crazy day. Yeah, we didn't get that. I did think I could get out of it, though, Angel, because the judge said, which, by the way, I really like the judge. Good dude. I want to be like, hey, let's hang out. I want to learn about law, bro. But he's like, hey, you guys cannot Google anything about this story. You can't read the newspaper. You can't listen to the radio.
Oh.
So I was little like,
do they know. I am the radio.
I'm getting out of here. So that was my backup. I would be able to get out. And then the other thing, I thought about this because it was a corporation, right? And so I was going to text the sales team. Hey, guys, call on this corporation and see about advertising. Because then I wouldn't be lying when I said, yeah, it might be a conflict because I know we're trying to get them on as a client.
And they may or may not be coming into some money.
They may. So I had my way. But I'll be honest with you. If this would have been July when it was just the Rockies, then I'd be like, sign me up.
We do two cases.
I'll work here for a while. I'll just do jury duty. Because watching the Rockies, it does feel like I'm in jury duty most of the time.
It's almost worse.
It could be worse. let me just say this. PSA for jury duty. It is something I do think, and I still haven't completed it yet, so I don't know fully, but I think it's fascinating. It really is fascinating. You do learn a lot. I learned a lot just in my 4 or 5 hours there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have made it that long.
You don't have a choice.
I would have fell asleep in that video, and they just left me in the room.
Oh, there was times. There was time. And the video's like from 1984, too. And I'm like, come on, maybe update current. This. And the judges are like, hello. You know, it was just a, let me guess, you're got jury duty. And you're thinking, oh, man, jury duty sucks. I want to go play who's he, what's it's, and whatchamacallits. I don't want to be here, but you're here. So,
welcome.
Enjoy it. They do. They make it like they interview people. They're like, oh, I loved it.
It's like going through a Disney ride or something.
It's like, oh, I really got to know my fellow jurors, and we had a good bond after that. I'm like, it's like hanging out after it's done?
You're not supposed to, right? It's like, oh, we're going to talk about the bar later.
Once
not
it's
this.
Over, I think you can. You know what's fascinating, too, is there were the 20-year-old that didn't know where she lived and the other dude up there. There was another 20-year-old. They knew each other.
Course.
So you have to raise. You have to be like, do any of you know the plaintiff or the defendant? Do you know them? No. Okay. Does any of the jury members have a previous relationship? Do you know each other? And two of them had went to high school together.
They probably texted each other. Hey, do you have jury duty? What should I wear?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Just wear what you worked out in. That's probably fine.
I was coming back from the gym anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Kill two birds with one stone. 11:50 the time. We're going to take a quick break here. That was Brady's day out with jury duty. Of semi-jury duty. It wasn't the full-on thing, but very fascinating. You know, if you get there, it's still not fun. It still sucks, but maybe just try to make the best of it. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Yeah, I took a lot of time to talk about that, but I thought it was interesting enough, and that part of my job as a radio host is not just to talk about why I'm right about sports all the time. It's to give you some of the experiences that I go through, that we all go through. It's just fun to hear somebody else go through it and talk about it.
Well, you're more than just the radio guy.
Yeah.
More than, hey, you're the afternoon radio sports guy.
Right. Well, we're also in the morning, too, Angel, 11 to noon. And then
I was talking about you specifically.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently you're the goat.
I gave myself that honor. I'm not Joker, I'll tell you
I'm
that.
I'm surprised Tanner didn't come fight you for it yet.
Well, yeah, I think he was on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's say it again. Brady's the goat.
Brady's
of KFKA.
The goat. I'm definitely not Joker, because Joker wouldn't say he was. No, I'll tell you this. I may not be the goat. I mean, we got a morning show that's cooking. Bruce Dick, dude. Legendary basketball coach. There's another goat there. Okay, so I have some competition. And then, of course, the staff here is amazing. So, I don't know, man. We got Jerry Schimmel that does stuff for us.
But
Blake
it's your
Olson.
Willingness to give credit to others that makes you the
oh,
goat.
Oh, I am Maximus. No, it's a phenomenal crew. And they make this show better because we get more listeners that tune into that show, and there's crossover and all that. Stickman on the tight-knit poll question, tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Thompson is number two because I have a signed jersey, so it'll be worth more if he's number two. He's not number two. Again, if you want to say English, we got a debate there, but it's not David Thompson. He's right. He's probably top five. How far away is Jamal Murray from entering top 10 discussion, or has he already entered it? Let's get into that. Busy lunch rush coming up. A lot of crazy stories out there today. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.